Elated with triumph, Wallace now described himself in letters as the commander of the army of the Kingdom of Scotland, although he was in fact still acting on behalf of the forlorn King John imprisoned in London. Taking advantage of the shock inflicted at Stirling Bridge, Wallace led an army across the border into Northumbria, committing the usual atrocities as he went. But neither there nor in Scotland itself was he able to take any of the royal castles other than Stirling. As so often happened in Scotland's history, a great victory was followed by an even more stunning defeat. Wallace's reputation for irregular warfare is belied by the fact that his natural element, like most Scots gentlemen, was the all-out battle rather than the guerrilla escapade. At Falkirk in July 1298, Wallace was facing not Edward's deputies but the king himself, and yet another army swollen with recruits from subdued regions of the Plantagenet Empire, from Gascony and Wales, 2,000 from Gwynedd alone. They had all been fed stories of the monstrous Wallace, who was said to have skinned Englishmen wholesale and forced nuns to dance naked for his barbarian pleasure.